Good morning, friends. Today, on the 3rd of May 2013, I had a conference call with Dr. Shiv Chopra in Ontario and Rose Stevens in Manitoba regarding this pesticide that is supposed to be killing bees. So, over to our discussion with Shiv Chopra.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rose. This is Tony.
Yes.
Just calling Shiv.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Chopra. Good morning. This is Tony Mitra from Vancouver, and I have Rose Stevens, your friend from Manitoba.
Okay.
So, this is a conference call, quick one, since I got the note from you that you are willing to talk. So, please tell us, what do you think about this EU ban on, is it neonicotinoid pesticide?
I think this is a lot of hogwash, in my opinion. First of all, this is not all bees. They're only talking about honeybees. So honeybee keepers are complaining that the bees, their bees, have disappeared or died. And they're saying it's because of these particular pesticides that's doing it. But nobody is paying attention that all pesticides are harmful. Pesticides work by largely being neurotoxic, and if you dust those materials on the outside of the insects, they all die. The animals that have bones, skeletons, they also get it, but they get it into the central nervous system slowly, and by consuming, the air, the water, as well as the crops, and then ultimately animals that die from it. So that's the issue. So it's a lot of news this morning. Canada CBC is discussing it. Health Canada is not yet banning it. Following suit, they're saying, along with Australia and the United States, they're going to watch the situation. So basically, it's the issue of honeybees. And then the issue is, if the honeybees are dying, then the same materials must also be getting into the honey itself. But a lot of the honey now is coming from China, where there's no such restriction. So, you know, you take your pick. The issue here is pesticides, large amounts of pesticides that are used in agricultural crops and forests and so forth.
Can I say something here? It's very interesting because I wrote the Canadian Honey Council of Canada and asked them how they felt on the pesticides and this GMO issue. And I can quote directly, they say, the Canadian Honey Council does not oppose the introduction of GMO alfalfa or does it endorse it. We have, however, indicated concerns around environmental diversity and the effect it has on bees. One of the consequences of the introduction of GMO alfalfa is that early blooming weeds, such as dandelions, may not appear, and this impacts the early food source for many bees. Beekeepers are used to GMO crops such as canola, and it isn't the event that concerns them so much as the environmental monocultures that potentially can develop. And that's from the Canadian Honey Council.
Well, there you go. I mean, this is a small lobby of honey producers in Canada. They're not concerned about GMOs. They're not concerned about alfalfa being targeted now because they produce so little amount of honey. You know, the Canadian law, here's a digression. The Canadian law says if 5% of the any product contains Canadian content, then it can be called Canadian. So, in other words, 95% of the honey could be coming from China, and then you add 5% of it. So, I mean, what we have is dying industries in Canada, whether it's honey or canola oil or any foodstuff. It's all now contaminated.
I think I was telling you that they now have robotic insects that they have just made their first controlled flight that can be pollinators. I was absolutely shocked at that. Have you heard of this, Shiv?
Well, you know, this is the learned men of Laputa that I used to read about when I was a college student. This is just complete nonsense.
Yeah, of course. This is like science fiction. I mean, what rubbish.
I mean, you know, these people are parasites themselves. That's what they are. All these technology people are themselves parasites. They don't want to do anything. They just want to sit there somewhere, invent these kinds of cockamamie ideas and expect to be paid, and it's called intellectual property rights. I call them parasite rights.
Yeah, that's right. Did you know they even have Roundup Ready, not Roundup Ready, they have GMO babies being born? I said maybe we're going to be feeding them Roundup Ready baby formula, for gosh sakes.
Well, I mean, there's no limit. I read that now they're creating GMO viruses and they want to correct your heart with them by injecting those viruses into your body.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, there's no limit to any of this nonsense that's going on.
Yeah, I agree fully. And really, it is a pleasure hearing your talk, Dr. Shiv Chopra. I hope we can harass you time to time on these issues to hear your clear voice on that.
It's a pleasure. Not a problem at all. You're doing a service. The more people hear about it, the more people get convinced, the more people come out. Canada can be a beacon to the world. It's a shame that this country is corrupt this way. There is absolutely no need to be so in this country. This is a God-blessed country. It's got land. It's got people, intelligent people. It's got the waters. It's got everything that anybody can ever dream. Canada is the best country in the world. We need to preserve it. It's worth dying for.
Correct. I agree.
For the future.
Yes, sir. Unless Rose has something else to ask, we will call off and then hope to call you again time to time, sir.
Anytime.